I'm doing well.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's talk Christmas Bureau. The new campaign's underway. And for those who don't know what the Christmas Bureau does, let's take us back to 1940.
Yeah, okay. Back into the Wayback Machine, right?
Wow, I haven't heard that reference in a while.
There we go.
The Wayback 8-track.
Yeah. So, 1940, the Christmas Bureau started. And honestly, over the last 84 years, our sole purpose has really remained the same. And it's to provide a meal to our families, our friends and neighbors, give them a little bit of joy during the holiday season. So that's what we did in 1940, and that's still what we're doing today. The numbers have changed. We're obviously serving a lot more people now. But
what were those numbers back in the 40s, do you know?
So it started like in the hundreds kind of thing, and then it grew. By the 60s, they were serving thousands of Edmontonians.
And then in 2023, 55,346.
Yeah, and we're looking probably in that same 55,000 person range this year. So,
and it's not just the families as well. You also do Adopt-A-Teen through Christmas Bureau as well. So that's another, 17,000 or something?
Oh, even more than that. So, so this year we're probably going to be around the 6,000, 6,500 teens. So that's, making sure those 13 to 17-year-olds aren't forgotten and still receive something in their stocking this year.
I was reading some of your other stats. There are some who might think, the Christmas Bureau, they work at Christmas. No! 50-plus community events over the course of the year, 8,600 volunteers.
Yes. We've got a small but mighty team there, but it really comes down to our volunteers.
What a great bunch. My gosh.
Like during Hamper Week alone, we have probably 500 shifts just that week. We've got 350 drivers on December 21st who will make sure that we can get 1,800 hampers into people's hands, and there's no way we would be able to do that without our volunteers.
There's a couple of ways you can help. You can donate or you can volunteer. I know you're always looking for both, so
absolutely.
Where am I going? What can I do?
So go check out christmasbureau.ca, and we have all of our donation options there. Obviously, right now with Canada Post on strike.
It's making it a little tough.
we're encouraging folks to make their donations online, but we have other events and places people can make their donations as well. That information's on our website, and of course all of our volunteer listings as well.
Nothing will fill your heart like volunteering for the Christmas Bureau. I had a chance to bring around some of the packages, and my gosh, just the reception you get from some of those families
absolutely
is just off the charts.
Yeah, it really reminds you of the importance of the season and why we do what we do. And the great thing is Edmontonians are so generous, and they have been for the last 84 years, and they'll continue to be so for the next 84 years. And that opportunity to give back to, like I said, our friends and neighbors, it's a really important thing that we do. And it's brings a little bit of joy to everybody's table this season.
Is there a deadline to donate, or just anytime?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Yes.
Send us your money.
Please do.
Middle of the night, middle of the day. They don't care. All right. So it's online, christmasbureau.ca. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Sean.